Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A popular Philadelphia pub owner opens two new restaurants.
You're doing this because this is the place I want to be. This is the food I want. This is the drink I want. This is the jukebox I want or the music I want. Like, so sort of, it's selfish, but yet you want it for everybody. You want to share, too.
Fergie of Fergie's Pub is the common denominator as he's the owner of these two new upcoming restaurants.
The Fairmount neighborhood is getting a brand new restaurant called The Fairview, and I'm walking over there now for their preview party. It's owned by Fergus Carey, also known as Fergie of Fergie's Pub. He's the owner of this one. So we're going to find out what's on the menu, who the chef is. This is the former Belgian Cafe. So we will see how that compares. I also understand that Fergie is opening another restaurant called The Goat or Goat. So I'm going to ask him about that as well. And let's go check it out.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Fergus Carey, also known as Fergie here in Philadelphia, at the brand new Fairview, which used to be the Belgian Cafe, right?
That is correct.
So how did you acquire it?
Well, I owned the Belgian Cafe with Tom Peters for a dozen years, and in a bit of a shuffle around in the fall, we divvied up a few things. I ended up at the Belgian Cafe, and I brought on two new young partners who are bartenders and DJs and musicians, and then we have now just opened our doors as the Fairview in 21st and Green Street in Philadelphia.
So how is the Fairview different from the Belgian Cafe?
Well, physically, you won't remember the Belgian Cafe when you walk in. There's different lighting. It's brighter. It's open. There's windows. There's higher ceilings. It's very, very different. Different lighting. Much, much brighter and much more open.
How long did it take for the renovation?
It took around 4 months altogether.
Not bad. Not bad for a restaurant.
Not bad for a restaurant at all, at all, at all. But yeah. And now we're here. And we have a... What is different, too, is the... we have a chef, an amazing chef. Her name is Beth Fox. She is wonderful, like a gastropub chef. And she's a big bent on vegan and vegetarian food. We are carnivores and omnivores. We are a bit of everything. But she specializes in vegan and vegetarian food. And wait till you take the chili cheeseburger empanadas are vegan, and you won't believe they're vegan.
Do you think that's a big trend in food right now, going more vegan?
Yeah, I don't know if it's trendy or not. It's healthy, and it's a new year. Like, I know some people are talking about dry January. I don't like that. But also people are talking about vegan January. So anyway, it's a plant-based diet is a healthy thing. Sometimes I'm vegan by day and not by night.
So what are some highlights of the menu?
Like the aforementioned chili cheeseburger empanadas, there's steak frites and a great hamburger, and you can also get an impossible burger version of it. Tonight I had a chicken fried seitan sandwich today that it is vegetarian, and let me tell you, it was like eating a chicken sandwich, a fried chicken sandwich. It was so tasty. Beyond sausage is on there too.
What are you most excited about with the Fairview?
Getting my money back. What am I most excited about? The Fairview? Just bringing something fresh and new to the neighborhood and being back in the neighborhood again and taking care of things.
So you're here. Are you going to be at the bar?
I'm not going to be on the bar. No. I'm trying to get away from that after all these years. Only on rare occasions now. I will jump behind the bar at Fergie's Pub.
So Fergie's is your place to find you.
Well, that's my baby too, yeah.
Is there anything special to expect here? I know Fergie's does like
Quizzo and things like that.
We're just opening our doors as we are with our wonderful chef, and then we'll roll with it, you know. We hope to put in new windows in the dining room in the spring and open things up even more. Then we'll see about programming later in the season.
So what else can you tell me about Chef Fox?
Well, Chef Fox, she was in the front of house, like at Rouge, for many, many years. And then most recently, she was the chef at St. Benjamin's Brewing Company. Many people were telling me, oh, you have to try her food there. Her vegan food is out of this world, but all her food is phenomenal. And I kept getting these great reports. And then one friend was like, that place is closing. You have to snag her. So we organized a meeting, and it suited us both. I really liked her, and I really love her food.
So let's grab her.
You want to grab her?
Yeah, she here?
I get into trouble for that, you know. All right, I'm going to grab her.
So I'm in the back kitchen here at the Fairview with Chef Beth Fox Brown.
That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about where you come from.
Okay, so before I came here, I was the chef at St. Benjamin Brewing Company for about a year and a half. Prior to that, I was just their general manager, which I guess not just, I was the general manager. Before that, I spent some time on Rittenhouse Square at Rouge. I was at the Royal Tavern for a few years. I helped open the first original Tria Cafe, all as front of house. So that's really where my pedigree is. I just kind of decided that I wanted to cook and made the transition a little while back.
So what's on your menu?
We have some good things. I really like to make vegan and vegetarian food. I don't eat meat, and I think that they're an underserved market. You know, I go to so many places and don't have anything to order. So I just wanted to make sure that people who came here could find something good to eat. You know, we have green chili cheeseburger empanadas, which are vegan, and they're kind of a signature dish, and they're really, really good. No one ever believes they're vegan. I'm doing a tikka masala flatbread. A lot of snacky things, just kind of things you can pick at. Some good sandwiches. We have a beautiful, beautiful pork chop that people seem to really love. I'm happy about that. Really good salmon. I think that's probably the healthiest dish on the menu. But I'm not really known for health food, so I just tell people it's American comfort food, because I think that it's just a melting pot of a lot of different flavors, and I hope that people feel really full and happy when they leave.
What are your expectations from the neighborhood?
I don't have expectations for the neighborhood. I think they should probably have expectations for us. So, you know, we just want to fit in and make people feel comfortable coming here. And I want people to sit down and eat. And when they leave, I want them to be thinking about what they want to order the next time they come. And that's really, for me, like the biggest thing. I just want them to be happy and feel like they're a part of this place again. Because the Belgian Cafe seems to be very missed, and I understand that. I don't think that we'll replace them, but I hope that we can be a formidable substitution.
What are you most excited about with the opening or with your menu?
I don't know. It's been such a whirlwind, so I'm not sure. I can't wait to start doing specials again because, you know, when you make the same thing every day, it gets to be a little rote. I think once we can get some specials on the menu and we can start being creative, I have some really great guys in the kitchen, and I want them to be able to do some fun things as well. And, you know, I really like to have their input because we all come from different backgrounds, and I think that they're all really talented. So that'll be, I think that's what I'm excited for, is to just keep trying new things.
Is it tough being a woman in charge of the kitchen?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No.
And you've got a good team?
I have a good team. I think they're super respectful. I haven't really had any problems. I'm also pretty assertive, so that makes it a little easier for me, I think.
But, love that.
Yeah.
What's your process like for menu development?
I smoke a lot of weed and read cookbooks.
Okay.
I mean, honest, I'm being completely honest. I really like to watch Action Bronson on TV. Gives me a lot of good ideas. That's pretty much it.
But you sit there and you go through the books.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, when you cook, those things are just like beautiful picture storybooks, you know? So that's pretty much what I do.
All right, what do you want people to know about the Fairview?
That they're totally welcome here. They're absolutely always welcome here. And yeah, like I said, we just want them to be comfortable and happy.
Do you know where the name comes from?
We had a lot of problems finding a name. We went through a million different names before we settled on this one. And I think it just sounds nice. It's a fair view, and we're in Fairmount, and I think that kind of had a lot to do with it. I know that Fergie has a place that he really enjoyed in Ireland called the Fairview. Even though this is not an Irish bar, I think we're paying homage to them a little bit.
Chef Beth Fox Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Back to Fergie, because he's also opening another one called the Goat.
Absolutely, yeah. Our sister restaurant is going to be in Rittenhouse Square. They're going to go through all this fun stuff in about a week, so I don't envy them because I don't want to do it again.
You're also opening another restaurant called The Goat?
The Goat. The Goat at 1907 Sansom Street, the old O'Shea's, very near Rittenhouse Square, named after Billy the Rittenhouse Goat. If you look up the Rittenhouse Goat, the first story that pops up is that he was so loved that he turned to gold. I don't know. And Billy arrived in Rittenhouse Square in 1919. I know there's a lot of love for Billy. And so we decided to name him the Goat. We also had a competition online for naming it. So though we liked Billy there, but others, some two people did suggest it. My business partner there, Jim McNamara, he loved the name The Goat too. So that was an easy one.
Any kids from Rittenhouse know The Goat?
Everybody knows The Goat, right? So we would like to say, oh, meet me at The Goat. So that is opening up Thursday of next week. You know, like to.
So two very close openings. You okay?
You must be
exhausted.
Maybe I'm medicated. I'm not sure. But I definitely, that was not the intention. I was thinking they would be months apart. Now, actually, I thought The Goat would open before the Fairview. But hey, man makes plans and God laughs.
Yeah. Tell me about the food and the theme and the vibe.
It's maybe a little elevated. Fergie's Pub. The connection there is the chef at Fergie's Pub is named Geronimo, and his brother is going to be the chef of The Goat, Adrian Geronimo. And Adrian taught Geraldo how to cook. And Adrian has worked around town, and his food is amazing too. There is vegetarian and vegan stuff, but not as much that bent. But I just want to have a great burger and just like regular middle of the road up there, and just something that, like, and for both places, I want like the neighbors to be comfortable with it, and hopefully hit us up several times a week.
Yeah. So the price points are good?
Yes, and the price point, especially for that neighborhood, the price point will be good.
So is it like an Irish-American pub fair?
No. I'm staying away from Irish for some reason.
American? More American?
Yeah. The Fairview is like the chef Fox is calling it American comfort food. And maybe something similar at The Goat.
You like the style?
I do. I like accessible. You can go there a few times a week, and you can find something to eat a few times a week. And reasonably priced, and yes.
You want to tell us anything about drinks, about desserts?
At The Goat, Chef Adrian there at The Goat, he's just, I think he's just hell-bent on two desserts.
So you're keeping the dessert menu small?
Keeping the dessert menu small, and I want The Goat to be different than Fergie's too, like today, but, and it will be. You'll know the difference.
Now, what are you most looking forward to about opening The Goat?
There's a lot of excitement about The Goat, and everybody wants to get in and open, and so...
You mean like the neighbors?
The neighborhood, and then like for our press party, there's a waiting list out the wazoo for that, and I think we're making it a little bigger, so I don't know why there's that excitement. I guess O'Shea's was tired, and now we're bringing up a new cup of coffee into it. We may do a great Irish coffee there, too, as part of the plan. So that...
So what have you learned about the restaurant scene in all your years that you're bringing to your new restaurants?
Whoa, that's a hell of a question, Hadass. What do I learn? Be present. And love it still. And I always say about it being selfish. You're doing this because this is the place I want to be. This is the food I want. This is the drink I want. This is the jukebox I want or the music I want. Like, so sort of, it's selfish, but yet you want it for everybody. You want to share, too.
Must feel good when other people like what you like.
Yes. Well, fingers crossed on that one, Hadass.
Yeah. Well, good luck and congratulations.
All right, thank you very much, Hadass. Here's to the future. 2020.
So, the Fairview is at 21st and Green, and The Goat is at...
19th and Sansom.
All right, Fergie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Hadass.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.